Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Tov Lamed Daled. We are on page Vav. We're about to turn on to page 12. Siman Tov Lamed Daled is Dinam Hanohagim Tekef Achar HaBedika. The laws that are Noheg immediately following Bedikas Chametz. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Achar HaBedika. After one does the bedika, yehi nizar b'chametz shemishayir lahatzniel. One should be careful with the chametz that he finds, that he should hide it away. Kedei shelo yitzdarach bedika acheres, so he shouldn't require another bedika. Kigon, for example, im yitlenu achbar b'fanav. If a person sees a mouse, takes the chametz. Oh, im yechzar lachmo, or if he's missing some bread. Kigon shianiach eser kikaros, for example, he left over 10 loaves. The yimtza teish, and he only finds 9. Aval bistam, but a stam case, she'eno yodeya im choser mimenu im lav. He doesn't know if there's any chametz that is missing. Lo, he does not need to do a new bedikah. So the two examples that are brought down in the Mechaber that he has to be careful about so he shouldn't need a new bedika is number one, if a mouse takes some chametz in front of him, and number two, if he knows that he had a certain amount of bread and he finds only less than that, he would require a new bedika. But a stam case that he doesn't know if anything is missing, so then he would not require a new bedika. V'im kofa olav kli. And if he covered the chametz with a turned over kli, velo mitzo'o, and he doesn't find it, eino tzarech livdok, he does not need to check again, even though the chametz that he put there is gone, shevadai odom nitolo. Because for sure, we assume a person took the kli with the chametz. Lekach yichve olav kli, therefore a person who has chametz that he wants to watch out for, should flip a kli over it, or you should hang it in the air, or you should put it in a box, places where a mouse can't get to it, and then he could assume if it was taken that a person took it and he would not need a new bedika. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us of Katan Aleph, Achar HaBedika, V'hu HaDin B'Shas HaBedika. The same din is true to be careful with your chametz during the bedika. Yatzniya HaChametz Sherotz Alechol. When a person is doing bedikas chametz, as we all remember, there's chametz that we leave over in the house to eat later, to eat the next morning. So not only do you have to guard the chametz that you find during bedikas chametz, like the Mechaber is talking about, but Zakta Mishnah Berurah, any chametz that you put aside for afterwards, you also need to make sure that it is hidden. The Yesh Lachush, because there is a concern, the La'achar Shehishlim Livdok Zavis Achas. After you finish checking one corner of the house, the Yelech Livdok Zavis Acheres, and you go to check another corner, Yitol Achbar Lefanenu, there's a concern that a mouse might take it in front of us, the Yigurenu Lezavis Shekvar Bodak, and he might drag it to a corner that was already checked. So you have to not only guard the chametz that you find in the bedika, you have to also guard the chametz that you left over for after the bedika. Sivkotam Beis Shemeshayer La'achiloso, that you left over for your eating. V'hu adin achametz shemosi b'bedikaso, and the same thing is true about chametz that you find in the bedika. Umanicho kedei levar lamachar, and you're leaving it over to burn the next day. The ha'olam ein matznian ela chametz shemotzian b'shas bedika. What the world does is they only hide the chametz that they find during the bedika. Avashar chametz ein yisharim behem. But the rest of the chametz that they have in their houses that are saved for tomorrow, they're not careful about it. Umulichin ona va'ona velo shapir avdi, and they're moving it from here to here, and they're not being careful about it, and they're not doing good. Sifkat and Gimel, kedei shelo yitzdarach bedika. The reason why you have to be careful with all your chametz, that which you left over for after bedika, that which you found during the bedika, is so you should not require another bedika afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makom ein tzarach levarich sheinis abedika zo. If in fact you were not careful, like the Mechaber tells us to be, and you have to in fact do another bedika afterwards, you would not make a bracha on the second bedika. The inbodak velo mitzo'o, and if you did a bedika and you didn't find it, meaning you did round two that you were mechuyev to do without a bracha, and you didn't find the chametz that you were missing, tzarech levata pamacheres, you have to go ahead and do another bittul. Tezeh chametz shegara ha'achbar achar ha'bedika, because this chametz that was dragged by the mouse after the bedika, lo hoya bichlal ha'bittul, that was never included in the bittul, sharei shir oso l'macholo, because you left it over to eat. Or to burn it the next day, and therefore if now you can't find it, it was not included in your first bittul, you'd have to do a second bittul after your second bedika. However, Anyway, our minhag, as we know, is the mevatel the next morning at the time of the sreifa that we'll discuss shortly. Sevkatan dalid. If you don't know there was any chametz missing, so eino tzarech livdok, you don't have to check. V'davka be'niach b'mokom gavuah she'ein yad ha'tinokos memashmishin sham. This is davka if you left your chametz in a place which is high and you know that little children didn't get there. Sevkatan hey yichva alav kli, you should flip a kli upside down over the chametz. V'litein ha'chametz b'kli. But in terms of putting the chametz in the kli itself, ulachasoso, and to cover it, aser, that's not allowed. Mipnei she'darkon shel shrotzim legalos. It's the way of a sheretz to reveal kalim that are just covered with something on top of them. Aval kishe kofe olav kli rochav. However, if you flip over onto the chametz a wide kli upside down, ein yicholim legalos, then the achbar, the shrotzim, they're not able to reveal it. It's much heavier, and therefore that is a more safe place to leave your chametz to guarantee you would not need a second bedika. Says the mechaber Vayter Sebeis. Achar habedika miyad balalo yivatlenu. Immediately after the bedika at night, you do bittul. V'yomar, and you say in your lashon of bittul, kol chamira de isa b'rishusi, any chametz I have in my rishus, de lo chaziti that I did not see, or de lo biarti that I did not destroy, li batel v'lohevei ka'afra de'arut. It should be batel and it should be like the dirt of the earth. The Rama says, V'yomar habitul b'lashon shemevin. You must say the bittul in a language that you understand. V'im amaro b'lashon ha'kodesh. And if you said it in lashon ha'kodesh, meaning kol chamira, which we'll point out in the Mishnah Berurah, it's lav daf lashon ha'kodesh, because that's actually Aramaic. But if you said it in that lashon of kol chamira, so kolo chametzu seor. So that covers both chametz and seor. Aval bishar lashonos, but if you use another language, do your bittul, tzorach lahaskir kol echav ifneatzmo, then you have to mention the chametz on its own and the seor on its own. That language of kol chamira covers both. Then the Mechaber says, V'tov lachzor ulevatlo pam acheres b'yom yudalid sov shah chamishis. It is good to go back and do a second bittul the next morning before the sixth hour, at the end of the fifth hour. Kodim shatagia shah shishis, before the sixth hour comes in. Shemi shatagia shah shishis, because once the sixth hour comes, nesar, chametz becomes aser bano, ve'ein biyado levatlo, and it's not considered yours, so it's no longer in your hands to do the bittul. So the second bittul must be before the sixth hour when the chametz becomes aser bano midirabonim. Ve'ein levatlo bayom elo l'achar shesaraf ha'chametz. You should not do your daytime bittul until after you burn the chametz. Kedei l'kayim mitzvah sreifa b'chametz shelo, in order that you should be mekayim the mitzvah sreifa with chametz that is yours. If you're mevatel first, it's not yours. You're burning chametz, not yours. Better to first burn the chametz, and then you're burning your chametz, and then you'll do the bittul afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav. The first bittul is miyod balaylo yivat lenu. Hatam, who the reason is, the afa gavdi midaraisa bedika levat sagi, even though as we learned earlier that on a daraisa level, as long as you did bedika, that alone is enough. The minatora sagi be'echon mehen daraisa, one thing is enough, o bebir o bebitl, either searching and destroying chametz or doing bitl, daraisa one is enough. Da'afilum yeshayir sham chametz babayis. Even if after your bedika you're left over with some chametz in the house, eino over a love calls man shalonodalo. As long as you don't know about it, you got rid of whatever you thought was there, you will not be over on the Isra by Rabbi Yimotze. Kevan shebodak heitev, since you checked well, va'asa kol mashemutulav, and you did everything that was incumbent upon you. Mikol makom. So even though you are yotzei daraisa with just the bedika, chachomim choshashu shema yimtzel gluski yofa. The Chachamim were concerned you might find the geshmak a loaf of bread, she'eino nivteles me'atzma kamo peirurim, which is not automatically considered butter like little crumbs. This is a little more choshev. V'yishem me'at kodem she'isrefenu, and you'll delay a little bit before you burn it. V'yavar lo b'bayirah, and you'll be over on the isra daraisa b'bayirah. Aval, im yivat lenu, but if you also do a bittul, shuv einu over b'chol gadni b'ayirah, you will no longer be over on b'ayirah at all. Tave hefker, v'lav dilehu, because you made it hefker and it's not yours. We said, the lashon of the bittul is, the lo chazite u delo bi'arte, aval mashe ro'u bir, but that which you saw or destroyed, einu mevatel achshav, you're not being mevatel it now. Sharei rotza lechol od mashe meshayir. In terms of that which you saw and you were saving, so you're not being mevatel it now because you want to eat it that which is left over. You also want to leave it over and out of the bittul, because you want to burn your own chametz that you own the next morning. And therefore, you're not mevatel everything until the next morning, after you ate breakfast, after you burnt it. So we do two bittuls. We do one bittul at night. After bdigas chametz, then we say we're only mevatel things that we don't know about, that we didn't see. And the next morning, after we ate our last chametz and we burnt the rest of our chametz, so then we do a bittul which includes everything. Sevkot and ches. The lashon of the bittul is v'lehevei ka'afra de'aretz, should be like the dirt of the ground. V'nochon sheyomar v'lehevei hefker ka'afra de'aretz, it's proper to say, like we say, that it's hefker like the dirt of the ground. Ulukuli alma mahani lashon zeshel hefker. Everyone agrees that this lashon of hefker will work. After omar. Even though you're using a lashon of hefker just between you and yourself, and not in front of others. And note number 6 points out that the Gemara says that when you make something hefker, it has to be in front of 3 people. Tosus writes in Psachim, that's only a chumra of the Rabbanon. Aval midaraisa ein tzarech lahafker b'fnei shlosha daraisa, a hefker on your own is a good hefker. Sivkot and tes, we said the bittul should be in a language that you understand. Sharei habittul hu mitoras hefker, because the bittul is working through the laws of hefker. V'im eino yodeya, if you don't know what you're saying, so ma mahani habittul. Bittul is something in your heart. If you don't know what you're saying, that's not a bittul. Therefore, you have to use a language that you understand. The al kain, and therefore, tov lilmod la'ame ha'aretz. Therefore, it is good to teach the Amaratzim, she'enu mevinim b'loshen ha'kodesh, that they don't understand loshen ha'kodesh, o isha, or a woman, mevatelas, or a woman who's being mevatel l'chamet, she'tomer, that they should say b'loshen she'mevina, that the Amaratz, or the isha, should say a loshen that she understands. Tahainu, and he gives an example of a language she understands. V'im omer am ha'aretz b'loshen ha'kodesh, and if the Amaratz said the bittul loshen ha'kodesh, so then the din is, im yodeya lefachos inyan habittul. Even if he doesn't understand the words, but if he understands the concept of what he's doing by bittul, she yodeya shemafkir chametzo, he knows that with these words he's making his chametz hefker, so he is yotza b'diyeved. Avalim eino mevin klal, but if he doesn't understand the words, and he doesn't understand the concept, v'sover sheomrei zetchina, he thinks he's saying some kind of supplication, so lo yotza afilu b'diyeved, then he's not yotza his bittul, even b'diyeved. Sivkotan Yud, we said b'loshen hakodesh, if you say lo chamira, it covers chametz and tzor, the two types of chametz, but if you're using another language, you have to specify both chametz and tzor. Zokta mishabura, like we pointed out, lav dafka, this is actually not loshen hakodesh, but what it means to say is b'loshen targum kemoshanu omrim, it's talking about loshen Aramaic, and that is what it means to say, even though it says the words loshen hakodesh, that's the way we say it, and that's when you say kol chamira, and incorporates both chametz and tzor. Sivkotan Yud Aleph, v'tov lasur levatel, it's good again to do a bittul the next morning. Lefi sherigilin liknos pas biyom yudah lemachal, since it's normal to go buy bread on the morning of the 14th to eat it. V'gam bepasha shir balayla lemachal, also the bread that you left over at night to eat the next day. Lo nisgavin levatlo, you were never mechavin to mevatel it in your bittul at night. The afin kivin levatlo, and even if you want to say that he had kavanti mevatel it, halo chozer v'zocha, but if he takes it to eat it, so his zocha in the hefker becomes his again, and weiter, if he has leftovers, he needs to mevatel it again. V'yeshlochu shema yeshar mimenu kezayis, we have to be concerned that maybe he has left over the amount of a kezayis, v'yavor alav, and he's going to be over the iser of that kezayis. L'ka chozer mevatlo, and therefore he has to go back and do another bittul. U'mikom okom ein lismoch al bittul al yom levad. But Zakta Mishabura, don't think you can rely on the bittul during the day alone and not to the bittul at night. After all, the bittul during the day is all inclusive, it covers everything. You're really not adding anything by being mevatel at night, so why do it at all? Vishalo levata balayla. You should not rely only on the bittul during the day and not to do the bittul at night. Dechashinan sheyishkach levatel. Because our concern is you might forget to do the bittul at shoshishis. Maybe during the day you'll forget to do the bittul till the sixth hour. The oz lo mahani bittul, that's when the chametz is usser, and bittul won't even help. So we do a bittul at night just in case we mess up our timing on the bittul during the day. And the Shaar Tzion and Os Yotes points out, the after oz man sreifa lufi aminog, Why would you forget to do the bittul the next day? You burn your chametz, you do the bittul. You have a reminder by doing the burning. V'imkein memeila yiskor gam levatel. So the same way at night you're doing bedika and then you're doing bittul, so you remember the bittul because of the bedika. So during the day it should be the same thing. You're doing the burning and then you're doing the bittul, so you should remember to do the bittul because of the burning. So explains the Shaar Tzion mikom makom still. Since really every person can burn the chametz whenever he wants, as long as it's before the 6th hour, so lo mikris man mesuyim, that's not called a set time. So the bedika, we said the ikar chiyav is to do bedika mitchilas halayla. So there's a set time for the bedika, and therefore we can rely on the bedika to remind ourselves to do the bittul afterwards. But the sreifa, the beer that we do during the day, there's no real set time. You can do it really whenever you want before the Zman Isser. So there, you might forget to do the bittul, and that's why we do a bittul also at night. Again, you should do the bittul during the day only after you burn the chametz, because when you burn the chametz, you want to be burning chametz that belongs to you. And according to this, obviously, you would have to do the burning before the 6th hour. And then you will also do the bittul right away, kodem sheyuschal shah shishis, before the 6th hour starts. Shaar Tzion says in Chof, diachakach aser bano. Once the 6th hour starts, it's already aser bano, kilakamon, besimitotham gimel, ve'ein biyodo levatlo. You can only mevatl something that's yours. Once it becomes aser bano, it's not yours, you can't mevatl it. So if you can do the bittul after the sreifa, everything, the sreifa, the bittul has to be done before the 6th hour starts. I want to point out two bir halachas. Number one, from the page before on page Vav, going back to Sif Aleph, we said, im yichlenu achbar b'fonov, we said a reason why you would be required to do a second bedikas chametz is if a mouse takes the chametz in front of you, v'lo amrina da achbar achalto, and we don't say if the mouse took it, the mouse ate it. The safek achila eino motzi midei vadei chametz, like we saw earlier, the suffix that maybe the animal ate it doesn't take it out from the vadei chametz, and therefore if you see a mouse taking it, you don't know where he went, you can't assume he ate it, and you would have to do another bittul. Another bir halacha on page 12, the Ramaskal of Abishai Lashonos. We said in the Ramah that you say the bittul in a lashon that you understand, and then we said if you say the bittul in lashon HaKodesh, and we explained that meant in Arami, of kol chamira, it includes chametz and seur. Aval b'shar lashonos tarach la'asu kol habif ne'asu. The Ramah said, if you do the bittul in any other language, which you certainly are allowed to do and you're encouraged to do, but you have to mention seur and chametz separately. Says the B'ralocha, ulefize, according to this, hu hadinim omer lashon HaKodesh mamish. Since we explained that the Rav Mo, when he said Lashon HaKodesh, meant Arami. In Lashon Arami, one language of Chamira covers Seor and Chametz. But in Lashon HaKodesh itself, it's mashma that you would have to do both. Tzarek lahaskir chametz u'seor. You have to mention both chametz and seor. The shnei dvarim hein, because they are two things. The rak lishon chamira kol shneihem. Only the language of chamira covers both of them. Kemavur beis Yosef. So that is the diuk that is clearly coming out of the Ramah. However, the bir hagra mefakfek al kolzeh. The bir hagra takes issue with all this. The Yushalmi omar the tzarek sheyomar. The Yushalmi says that we have to say that bittul is kol chametz sheyeshli besoch beisi ve'eni yodea bo yivatel. Any chametz I have in my house that I don't know about should be bottle. Hareish lohutzrich lomar gam sor. He's writing the lashon over there in the Yushalmi of what you should say. That just says kol chametz. So zok the grah. You see from the Yushalmi that the word chametz really includes everything, includes chametz and sor. So it's not so pashut that if you're doing a real lashon hakodesh that you have to express both lashonos as well. Let's do one more sif gimel. The bittul hayom yomar. We just discussed how you do a second bittul during the day after the burning of the chametz, and in that bittul, zakta mechaber, you should say the chazite or the lo chazite, that which I saw and that which I didn't see, the biarte or the lo biarte, that which I destroyed or I burned and that which I didn't burn. Says the mishavura, the bittul hayom eino elo mishum hanishar. Because the bittul that you do during the day is really only for the chametz that you left over. Like we said before, just before in Sivkotin Yud Aleph, and therefore you want it to be even including the chametz that you saw, because you did see this chametz and you purposely left it over, and now you have some left over from the leftover that you had for eating, so you have to say this lashon in the daytime bedikah. Now, the daytime bittul. Now, if you look at note number 80, addresses one interesting point, and that is, why are you being mevatel the chametz that you burnt? We said that I burnt and I didn't burn. Why are you being mevatel the chametz that you burnt? It's gone. So note number 8 says, "Batama dover sha'omrim de biarte." Once you destroy the chametz in the world, you really have no reason to mevatel it. So why are we saying that? I mean, mevatel the chametz that I burnt, that I destroyed. So kasev adas teira b'shem adas kedoshim shakavonahi. The intention is lechametz shelo nisraf keroi b'sreifas chametz. If some of the chametz didn't get burnt properly, so you want to be mevatel that chametz that you burnt because it wasn't fully burnt. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two. Both an acher kasev sham. Another pshat he says over there is she'ena kavano lechametz shesarav. It doesn't refer to the chametz that you burnt already. El lechametz shenofu olav mapolas. Rather, it's like chametz. It's referring to chametz that a building or something collapsed on it. Shedino kamavur, which has a din of being destroyed. Umikomakom sarach levatlo. But you still have to do a bittul. Kamavurish v'shulchan aruch le'elak. We learned earlier in Tavlam Gimel Sivches. And therefore, debiarte, you don't mean the chametz that you burnt. You mean the chametz that I didn't have to check because there was something that collapsed on it. I still have to do a bittul over there. Od ofen kosav sham b'shem bal mechaber sefer Yad Yosef. Another pshat he brings out over there is it's referring to a bitl of the chametz that you destroyed, meaning you sold it to a goy. So you destroyed it from your shush, you got rid of it by selling it to a goy, you're still being mevatel that. Why you sold it to the goy? As we'll see later, the mechira to the goy is complicated, it's not so simple exactly how to do it, in case you didn't do a proper mechira, so you go ahead and do a bittul as well. So we have three pshatim over here of why on earth a person in his bittul is saying a bittul on that which did be arte, that which he burnt already. So that is the pshat over there. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.